Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're joined by Amber Day, who is on the ballot for Riverside City Council for the upcoming special election being held on Tuesday, December 11th.
Can you give me a little bit of information on your background and your motivation for running?
I'm from Riverside. I grew up around the area. I've seen kind of how the council has gone in the past, and I think it's headed in a really great direction. I currently work in the Washington County Auditor's Office, so I have worked around public meetings and got a little bit more familiar with kind of how things run, so I thought that I would give it a shot.
What skills and abilities have you obtained from working in the Washington County Auditor's Office that you can apply and use to serve the citizens of Riverside?
I have worked with budgets. I right now do human resources and safety. So I feel like just in general, I have a bachelor's degree in business. So I think just kind of a general skill set, I would say through, you know, work and life experience, I think would make me a decent candidate.
Yeah, there have been lots of good things going on in Riverside. If you're elected to the city council, what's going to be first on your to-do list, or what do you want to accomplish on the city council?
I guess I would say that I don't really have an agenda. You know, I have not attended meetings recently, but I know that in the past, the talk of the community center has been a pretty big, you know, piece of discussion. So I think that that would be something that I would be interested in finding out a little bit more about, and you know, kind of where the progress is on that. So I think that would be something that would definitely benefit the community of Riverside.
And then speaking just as a resident of Riverside, what would you like to see the city move forward with or see changes from the city council?
Well, I think Riverside has potential. You know, we have a lot of older buildings, you know, kind of the cityscape, if you will. Has definitely had some improvements. They've, you know, redone some city sidewalks and some put up benches and kind of beautifying the city. And it would be nice to just see a little bit more of that. Maybe, you know, it'd be great to have some more businesses in town that are able to stay in business and are able to stay in town. So I think kind of the storefront of Riverside could use a little sprucing up, but obviously that takes time.
And then what excites you the most about the possibility of serving on the city council?
I volunteered in the community when my children were younger and then kind of took a break. So I think just kind of getting back into the community and talking to people and having discussions and hearing what people have to say. You know, I have a lot of friends in Riverside. I share a lot of the same opinions as a lot of folks. And so I just feel like this is just kind of a chance to you know, be able to represent some of the people that have very similar ideologies as myself.
So, well, I'll wrap things up with this. Is there anything that I missed or anything that you wanted to add or anything you want voters to know about you?
I'm kind of excited for, you know, for a chance to get to speak my opinion, you know, and like I said, to represent other citizens of Riverside that have, you know, maybe similar ideas.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. Today we're joined by Amber Day, who is on the ballot for Riverside City Council for the upcoming special election being held on Tuesday, December 11th. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.